Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Eastern time, and 9:40 Eastern time, 8:40 Central time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts, by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging. Thrilled to have you along with us, as always. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. And I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back 3 or 4 decades. And if you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or where you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, if you dial in to 712-775-8972, you can catch us live at the aforementioned times. And as I said, I am an education person by trade, but huge interest in health and nutrition. I came into the TR90 program when it first started about 14 years ago, absolutely thrilled with how it worked for me, and wanted to make sure that everybody else had as good of an experience as I did. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals, can be plant protein, by the way. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. I found in my personal experience, which was like about 35 to 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals. As a substitute teacher, I never knew when lunch or breakfast was going to be because it could change within just moments. And so I was often running out the door, grabbing stuff or trying to make sure that I got those supplements taken with my meals so that I didn't miss them. 7-plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, your micronutrients, and your fiber. Those macronutrients give you your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, what I like to think of as the big pieces. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals contained within those fresh fruits and vegetables. And the last thing that fruits and vegetables give you is fiber, which helps with satiety or that feeling of fullness. It also helps with your good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber for that, those purposes. And the closer you can get those fruits and vegetables to their sources, the better the nutrients and the fiber and all of that. So just do keep that in mind. If you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving because, well, exercise is the next thing that is on our agenda. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. That moderate to heavy exercise can be whatever you desire it to be. It could be house cleaning, running, cross-country skiing, whatever gets you excited, up and moving. That is the important thing. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, 2 15-minute chunks, or 3 10-minute chunks. It's whatever works best for you. And if you're doing all that moderate to heavy exercise, you need to think about hydration. So for hydration, the baseline is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you need to start out at 50 ounces of water and then increase it for how much you're losing either during moderate to heavy exercise or to humidity or other things that are going on in your life. Stress will cause you to be dehydrated too. The last thing that I have found in my studies over about the last 14, 15 years is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. It is really critical for setting your brain up for making good decisions, clearing out toxins, restoring muscles and tissues, storing memories. It just does a wealth of what I like to call system resets while you sleep. So getting that sleep is important, and it really sets your brain up for making good decisions for the next couple of days. So it's really important to get that good quality sleep. So today I'm sharing some recipes out of a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N-M-D. His program that's called Eat to Live really focuses on nutrient-dense foods, which tend to be your fruits and vegetables. So it's really important to get those. And they have some really interesting recipes that I thought might spark your taste buds and really get you to liking and eating more fruits and vegetables, which is part of the TR90 program. So the first one is eggplant roll-ups, and this serves 6. You get 2 large eggplants. You peel them. You slice them lengthwise in half-inch thick slices, 2 to 3 tablespoons of water, 2 medium red bell peppers that are seeded and coarsely chopped, 1 medium onion coarsely chopped, 1 cup of chopped carrot, 1/2 cup of chopped celery, 4 cloves of garlic chopped, 8 ounces of baby spinach, 1 tablespoon of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no-salt seasoning, 2 cups of no-salt added or low-sodium pasta sauce that has been divided. I tend to make my own just because then I know what's in it. And 6 ounces of non-dairy mozzarella-type cheese that has been shredded. So in your preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You lightly oil a nonstick baking pan. Arrange the eggplant in a single layer in the pan, bake for about 20 minutes or until flexible enough to roll up easily, and you set it aside. Heat two tablespoons of water in a large pan. Add the bell pepper, onion, carrot, celery, garlic, saute until just tender, adding more water if needed. Add the spinach and the veggie zest, which is that no salt seasoning. Transfer to a mixing bowl and mix in 2 to 3 tablespoons of the pasta sauce and all of the shredded cheese. Spread about 1/4 cup of the pasta sauce in a baking dish. Put some of the vegetable mix on each eggplant slice, and you roll it out and place it in the pan. Pour the remaining sauce over the eggplant rolls and bake for 20 to 30 minutes or until heated through. I think I might actually use a toothpick to anchor those eggplants if they're not staying rolled up. And I'm guessing probably, by the sounds of this, I would do it in a loaf pan because that would help contain those rolls and keep them nice. The next recipe is called Great Greens. This serves 5. You start with 1 large bunch of kale, tough stems and center ribs removed, and the leaves chopped, 1 bunch of Swiss chard, tough stems removed, leaves chopped, or 5 ounces of spinach. So you can either do 5 ounces of spinach or 1 bunch of Swiss chard. 1 tablespoon of Dr. Fuhrman's spicy pecan vinegar or other flavored vinegar. 1 tablespoon of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning. 1 clove of garlic mince. 1 teaspoon of dried dill, 1 teaspoon of dried basil, and black pepper to taste. Steam the kale for 10 minutes, add the Swiss chard, and steam for another 10 minutes or until tender. Transfer to a bowl. Combine the remaining ingredients and add to the greens. If desired, add 2 to 3 tablespoons of the steaming water just to adjust the consistency. Our next recipe is kale with cashew cream sauce. This also serves 4. Start with 2 large bunches of kale, tough stems and center ribs removed, 1 cup of raw cashews, 1 cup of hemp, soy, or almond milk, 1/4 cup of onion flakes, 1 tablespoon of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, which is optional. Steam the kale for 15 minutes or until tender. Meanwhile, blend the cashews, the milk, onions, and the veggie zest in a food processor or high-powered blender until smooth and creamy. When the kale is done, press it with paper towels to remove any excess water, chop, and mix with the sauce. So it's sort of like a creamy Alfredo sauce over that kale. The next recipe happens to be a no meatballs. This serves 6 and makes 18 balls. That means that there's 3 balls per serving. 1 to 2 tablespoons of water, no salt added, low sodium vegetable broth. 1/2 cup of dried onion, or diced onion, 1/2 cup diced onion. 3 cloves of garlic that are roasted and mashed. 1/4 cup of diced celery. 2 tablespoons of fresh minced parsley. 1/4 teaspoon of dried celery. 1 teaspoon of dried basil. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. 1 1/2 cups of cooked lentils or 1 15-ounce can of lentils, no salt added or low sodium, drained and rinsed. 1/4 cup of cooked brown rice. 2 to 3 tablespoons of tomato paste. 1 tablespoon of arrowroot powder or whole wheat flour. Definitely go with the arrowroot if you're gluten intolerant. 2 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's matzo zest or other no salt seasoning. 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast. Freshly ground black pepper to taste. And 2 tablespoons of vital wheat gluten for a chewier texture, which is optional. You preheat your oven to 350 and in a saute pan, you heat 1 tablespoon of water, add the onion, garlic, and saute for 5 minutes. Add the celery, parsley, sage, basil, and oregano. Saute for another 5 minutes, adding more water as needed to prevent sticking. In a large bowl, combine sauteed vegetables with the remaining ingredients and mix well. Mash lightly with the potato masher. With wet hands, form 2 tablespoons of lentil mixture into a smooth ball. Repeat until the balls are on place the balls on a very lightly oiled baking sheet and bake for 30 minutes. Serve with your favorite no or low salt marinara sauce. I'm going to stop there for today. I think I've probably got a few more main dishes that we'll be going over probably on Monday. Thrilled to have you along with us. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have as soon as I get us off mute. And at the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. If you're one of my shy people and are afraid to talk, you can definitely send me a text to 503-502-4863, and I would be delighted to help you with whatever thoughts, questions you may have. And make it a great day. So there we have it, my friends. Some more recipes to tantalize your taste buds. And hopefully you found those of interest. I know that I'm always looking for additional things to add to my repertoire of recipes so that my little taste buds don't get so bored. Make it a great day, and we'll see you back here Monday.